In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, Holy Mother Church, through Don Prosper Gallanger, gives us today a subject for our meditation, the vocation of Abraham. When the waters of the great flood had subsided and mankind had once more multiplied and filled the earth, the immorality which had previously excited God's anger again grew rife among men. Idolatry, too, into which the human race before the flood had not fallen, now showed itself, and human wickedness seemed thus to have reached the height of its malice. Foreseeing that the nations of the earth would fall again into rebellion against him, God resolved to select one people that should be peculiarly his, and among whom should be preserved those sacred truths which the Gentiles were to lose sight of. This new people was to originate from one man, who would be the father and model of all the future faithful. This was Abraham. His faith and devotedness merited for him that he should be chosen to be the father of the children of God and the head of that spiritual family to which belong all the elect, both of the Old and New Testament. It is necessary, therefore, that we should know Abraham, our father and our model. This is his grand characteristic: fidelity to God, submissiveness to his commands, abandonment and sacrifice of everything in order to obey his holy will. Such ought to be the prominent virtues of every Christian. Let us then study the life of our great patriarch and learn the lessons it teaches. Could we have a finer model than this holy patriarch, whose docility and devotedness in following the call of his God are so perfect? We are forced to exclaim with the holy fathers, "O true Christian, even before Christ had come on the earth, he had the spirit of the gospel before the gospel was preached. He was an apostolic man before the apostles existed. God calls him and he leaves all things, his country, his kindred, his father's house. He goes into an unknown land. God leads him and he is satisfied. He fears no difficulties. He never once looks back. Did the apostles themselves do more than this?" And next, note how great is his reward. God says to him, "In thee shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed." This Chaldean is to give to God, is to give to the world, him that shall bless and save it. It is true that death will come to Abraham many ages before the dawning of that day, when one of his race, who is to be born of a virgin and united personally with the divine word, shall redeem all generations, past, present, and to come. But meanwhile, until heaven be thrown open to receive this Redeemer and the countless just who have won the crown, Abraham shall be honored in the limbo of the fathers in a manner becoming his great virtue and merit. It is in his bosom, that is, around him, that our first parents, having atoned for their sin by penance, and Noah and Moses and David and all the just, including poor Lazarus, received that rest and happiness, which were a foretaste and a preparation for eternal bliss in heaven. Thus is Abraham honored. Thus does God requite the love and fidelity of them that serve him. When the fullness of time came, the Son of God, who was also the Son of Abraham, declared his eternal Father's power by saying that he was about to raise up a new progeny of Abraham's children from the very stones, that is, from the Gentiles. Christians are this new generation, but are we worthy children of the Father? Let us listen to the apostle of the Gentiles. By faith, Abraham, when called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, for he went out not knowing where he went. By faith, he abode in the land, dwelling in tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the co-heirs of the same promise. For he looked for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. If, therefore, we are children of Abraham, we must, as the church tells us during Septuagesima, look upon ourselves as exiles on this earth, and dwell by hope and desire in that true country of ours, from which we are now banished. It is towards the heavenly homeland to which we are drawing each day closer, if, like Abraham, we are faithful in those various stations allotted us by God. We are commanded to use this world as though we used it not, to have an abiding conviction of our not having here a lasting city, and of the misery and danger we incur when we forget that death is one day to separate us from everything which we possess in this life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.